Alas, Plato in the modern day is almost universally taken to be a Platonist in each of the above senses: the priest, the politician, or Puritan. An easy target for those who would like to give Plato a bad name and hang him. Of course, this is not a new phenomenon. It began with his student, Aristotle, who used him for his own purposes. And Aristotle's interpretation has continued to this very day, most notably in its recency in a book by I.F. Stone. Aristotle's aim in many of his writings is to attribute to Plato a realm of separated forms, the first charge, which forms would be infinitely regressive and meaningless on the one hand, or irrelevant to nature on the other. Without proceeding into the intricate details of Aristotle's caricature of his teacher, this much needs saying: that the big mistake of the separated forms is usually said to be the third man argument. Now, what is wrong with the third man argument? What is this obvious fallacy which is attributed to Plato? Even though Plato is careful to refute the argument himself many times, what is that argument? Clever philosophers currently call it TMA. Stated simply, it is this: if Callias and Socrates are men, but cannot be pure ideas, then there must needs be a third man, a pure idea, in order to understand the manness of Callias and the manness of Socrates. But if there is a third man, must there not also be a fourth man to understand the third, and a fifth, a sixth, ad infinitum? And if such is the case, we shall never know anything at all about manness, because we shall have committed an infinite regress, which can never yield any firm knowledge. Plato, as I have suggested, refutes this argument many times, and had himself warned against the fallacy of the infinite.